Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Have you ever experienced turbulence on a flight and wondered why?
And you can see all the terrain around you. You've got no issue with visibility or anything?
No, everything's peachy.
Maybe you've sat on the tarmac for hours wondering why your plane isn't moving.
Well, we're outside here. They're saying the ramp is closed. They won't let us park because of Air Force One.
Listen in on the conversations between pilots and air traffic controllers on the Air Traffic Out of Control podcast.
510 is declaring an emergency. There's smoke in the cabin. I need to make a landing right now on 31 left.
We have the most interesting, wild, and funny ATC recordings you will ever hear. Check out Air Traffic Out of Control wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Feed me.
The Ryback Show starts now.
Welcome to the Ryback Show Monday Live. I am the big guy, Ryback. Thank you guys for joining me. Ryback TV on YouTube, Ryback Rules on Twitch, at Ryback on Twitter, Periscope, and live on TikTok, the big guy, Ryback 22. Appreciate you guys all tuning in. Available on all podcast platforms as well. We've had a busy week. But before we get started on today's show, this podcast, this entire entity is brought to you by Feed Me More Nutrition Premium Supplements, sweetened with stevia and monk fruit. No artificial sweeteners or colors. Vegan friendly for men and women. Available on feedmemore.com. You can save 20% listening to this show. Discount code RYBACKSHOW20, RYBACKSHOW20. And that is on feedmemore.com. Just got back late last night from Fayetteville, North Carolina. Nice little signing at the Fayetteville Comic Con. It was good to see everybody. Very thankful for everybody who came out. It was a nice time. They had some wrestling matches going on at the Comic Con as well. And it was a good deal. Happy to be home. Long travel days, though, as far as the whole process of traveling. And my bag, actually, the Briggs & Riley bag, luckily it has lifetime repairs. It doesn't seem I just got it repaired like before I started doing all the appearances. And the bag is broken already. Both zippers have been torn off by TSA and or the airlines, I guess, whatever you want to. And then the actual bag that you can the handle on the top, not the wheeling handle that pulls out, but the sewn in handle that was ripped off once before. It's been ripped off again. How they rip it off, I don't know. I've never had any issues with it just ripping off. It is, but it happens. It is what it is, and we got to make the most of it. So I got to take my bag and get that repaired this week before I go to Harlingen, Texas. That will be my next appearance. November 6th and 7th at, I believe it's a comic con out there in Harlingen, Texas. I know it's near like Brownsville, not far from that. Is it Southern Texas or is it Northern? I think it's Southern Texas, if I'm not mistaken. I could be totally wrong, but it's Harlingen, Texas is where I've been. I'm pretty sure I'm pronouncing that wrong, but I'll know more when I look at it. I'll be able to give you guys the correct city. Took the day off, just went and did 40 minutes in the sauna, came back and showered. A lot of scar tissue work on the shoulder. Hour of ultrasound today. Take that back, 50 minutes. 50 minutes of ultrasound. And then I did 40 in the sauna and a little hot tub, 20 in the hot tub earlier. So been a big therapy day with everything kind of getting back. I'll be home for a few weeks here, 2-3 weeks before we go back on the road. So just running Feed Me More Nutrition and try to get some Ryback shows in this week. We'll see how many we can get done. I like to do a little more than one a week, but last couple of weeks it's been one a week. So there was two than one. So three is the minimum that I really like getting done with here. So, and as always, guys, Super Chat on Ryback TV on YouTube are brought up on the screen. Otherwise, I will get to your questions as I see them. And everyone on TikTok, I will occasionally get questions over on TikTok. I appreciate all of you guys watching me live over on that platform as well. We're going to be doing, Instagram is banning me. I guess this is happening to a lot of people from what I'm hearing. They're no longer going to allow me to link my supplements or anything that I'm doing on my stories. They've already taken away my ability to live stream or to earn money on the platform with no specific reason given. They've just said that you violated community guidelines. Seems like a very broad term, as they give you a list of community guidelines in which I've not violated any of them. So there's no specific. We've reached out to them many times, nothing. And so I'm going to see how it goes. I literally took it off my phone. I'm not going to delete my Instagram. It's about from having a brand, but I'm going to just really, really go hard on TikTok and YouTube and the things I've been doing and just try to stay off of it as much as possible. I'm not going to say I'm not going to post there, but I don't know any other way. I was like, I just need to get away from the platform and focus on the platforms that are going to actually pay me for my content and not suppress me. And that's what else can you do, you know, having a brand. So it's really frustrating. And it'd be great. I put out my last post was a Instagram symbol with the cross on it. And I want everybody to share it. I want that to get going because people, Instagram and Facebook and what they're doing is not right. Twitter, what they're doing is not right. And people, the only way, like we have control over the situation by just not using their platforms. They would lose everything if everyone did that, which would be a beautiful thing to actually see happen to those scumbags. But it's never going to happen, right? There's just too many people on the platform that use it and won't do that and aren't affected, quite frankly. Or if they are affected, they don't have a brand or a business and they don't care. They just look at it to view everything. And I get it. But I'm going to really try to focus on TikTok even more because it's just been a superior platform for me with everything. So we've got a super chat here. Come to Locals, you'll do well there. I don't know what is that, Locals Texas? Thank you, Josh and Jesus. Yeah, media suppresses the positive people. A small channel I watch is clearly dealing with the YouTube suppression Ryback has. Yeah, there's in like the same deal on YouTube. We're approaching, we have 370,000 subscribers. Many of my subscribers don't get the notifications when I go live. Luckily enough, people check back over time, but still the videos, I get nowhere near 10% even views on my videos for the most part. There's some videos that do take off with it, but the majority, and you can tell by the lives and stuff, the numbers just doesn't, like, no matter how high, like the numbers, like my numbers actually on the live tonight are horrible, but usually we're around 100 to 100, sometimes 150, between 100, 150 on like actual live viewers interchanging and stuff. And there, and that's always been what it's been, even when I first started YouTube. And now, and we have, and that was, I remember having that number at 50,000 or 100,000, 150,000, 200,000. That number would go up as the more people that are subscribing, but that isn't the case. It's because they're keeping that number the same on the notifications, which is the same thing on the Twitter impressions and the Instagram impressions. It is what it is. It's very frustrating, no doubt. No doubt about it, because the work that you do doesn't reach anywhere near what normal is based off of their normal algorithms. So, no, I've never really had. Have I ever had headaches before? No, I've not really. I mean, have I had a headache? Yeah, but not. I mean, very rarely. It's not. They're not like a common thing for me. We've got a super sticker. Thank you very much, buddy. There will be just Brian says, have you noticed it's easier to gain views on TikTok over than YouTube free traffic? Yeah. And we use that, and I've been using that to promote the videos. The one thing on TikTok is TikTok. So ever since I switched over to the Creator Fund, where they pay me for the content, TikTok, it seems they I average like 54, 55 million views a month. It seems they like to try to keep you around that so that your monthly pay doesn't go up too much. This month, we should shatter it. But this happened last month. I was really, really on fire. And then all of a sudden, like, videos just didn't get any views for the majority of the month. And as soon as the month was over and I got the payout, videos started getting millions of views again and hundreds of thousands of views. And this month, we're already up to 44, 45 million views this early in the month. But everything's been slow again. And like stuff, there were a few videos that took off and then all of a sudden just got halted. So there is stuff on there as well. But at the very least, though, stuff is seen way better than the other platforms. So Josh and Jesus, Jesus, sorry, Jesus. I have a feeling it's Josh and Jesus, not Josh and Jesus. Locals is Dave Rubin's social media platform. It's no censorship over there. Subscription based. You will do very well there. I will look that up. Thank you very much for suggesting that. I'm going to go download that after the show tonight and take a look at it and see if that would be a good platform to start kind of going on as well. Definitely not a bad idea with the way things are kind of going. Thank you once again for the super sticker. And then we have another super chat here. James ALX, thank you very much, buddy. Do a meetup in Dallas, Texas. Also, feed me more. Thank you very much, buddy. I'm sure we got more cons coming up. There's been some people reached out. I know Florida, Tampa reached out, but we were booked already and for another date. And so I have a feeling hopefully there'll be more. And you could contact Chris at Knuckle Up Appearances on IG. It's Knuckle Up Appearances on his Instagram account. And they're handling all the comic cons and appearances moving forward. Good to see all of you. Mike, hope you're doing well, buddy. Thank you very much. Appreciate you guys coming out. There are a lot of good people there at the Fayetteville Comic Con. I do agree the big tech companies and the employees, anyone that works for them, I do believe they're all criminals. That's legitimately anyone that serves their time and energy to help those places, at the end of the day, they're not good people. Nobody is just, I'm very dissatisfied with a lot of what's going on. And, you know, I have my stuff going on, obviously, with WWE. That is why I'm included in this for the most part with everything. It's been going, I've been dealing with this since 2016 with everything. So, but they're doing it in a lot of other sectors from political things, from the stuff with the CV. We're not even going to say the words because God knows, like it's crazy what is kind of going on right now. But I promise you, the people, we're too strong in general. Nothing will ever fly full blown. Like what's going on over in Australia will never happen here. One, people, we will not give up our guns here. And two, people will fight back far more than what they are over there. And it will, and even though people are fighting back over there, they would recognize really quickly over here that that's a fight they're not going to win. There's just too many of us that would not tolerate it. So, but they pushed it far further than they ever have. But at the end of the day, when push comes to shove, America, people won't let their freedoms go totally. I really believe we're just too strong. And the people that are in charge, the so-called leaders of this country, they will be the first ones to go if anything ever breaks down. And we all know it. We all know it at the end of the day. And we outnumber them far, far more than, and I believe there's far greater cops out there and people that would side with the people over this. But, and hopefully we never get to that point, right? But just stupid silliness with everything going on. And I've heard of other people and like losing their link or got the same warning I got on Instagram a year late. At the very least though, so here's my deal. If you're going to do that to somebody too, you give them a very specific reason so that they know what they did. But even then, if there was something, you're talking about stopping people's livelihood on the platform to link into, like, there's stuff that's tracked through that linking on that in your sales and having a business. If you're going to take that away from somebody, there should be a warning or some sort of system so that people can have a choice and they go, oh, I didn't even know I was violating a community guideline. Can you at least tell me what community guideline I'm violating? And I could then make a decision if I want to continue to violate that or not so that I don't lose my link. But they're not even doing that. They're just taking it away from a bunch of people and giving you a very broad, you violated community guidelines, but not telling you what community guidelines you violated. Just red flags all across the board on how they're handling it. So, like I said, I think I'm just, part of me just doesn't even want to use the platform anymore. And I took it off my phone already, and I'm going to just use TikTok. And even though I loathe Twitter and that whole process, continue posting. And I use an app a lot of times on Twitter to post a lot of my tweets so that I don't even have to look at that. Then I pop on here and there, like a few things and yada, yada, yada. But it's definitely frustrating, no doubt. But I just got to keep working. You work hard, you know, and you do your stuff. And it's happened. Like I said, I saw my Pinterest account got, that one was devastating what they did to Pinterest and took away a lot of revenue from Feed Me More Nutrition. And they've done it now on multiple platforms. It's just like, well, what do you do? This is the world. Like, this is how you make money and having a brand and advertise. And it's like, they're just kind of going down the list and like, got you here, got you there, got you there. And it's getting frustrating. But at the end of the day, it's truly believe have survived this long with all of it going on. They're losing the Ryback trademark. Everything's going to be fine, but it is not good with what they're doing to people. I agree, Josh and Jesus. They don't, and you, the comment is they don't have a right to even impose community guidelines. Under 230, you own your content. Therefore, big tech has no business taking down content you own. Isn't that theft? Yeah, and I'm not sure how all the rules on everything work. I just know that was something that they never did before, and they've gotten a lot more trigger happy on content. And ever since the whole CV stuff, they've gotten really, even if like, and I don't know what's going on, but I'll tell you this, and I know big money has always slept with big money. They sleep with each other more now than ever, and big tech is part of the problem now, unfortunately, with everything going on in the world. They are fully just immersed in all that is going on. The government, politics, lobbyists, it's all tied in to big tech now. And that's not a good thing. It's not a good thing. It's not a good thing for a lot of us. So, but, you know, things will work out the way they need to work out. And I will check out, like I said, like that Locals platform. That's a good place that I'll check that out and see what other options there are just in case, because the platforms that are available now doesn't mean they're going to be around in 5 years. There's a lot that can happen, and there's a lot that going on in the world that, but we'll just have to wait and see. I'm sorry you lost your account on Insta. Man, it's crazy. And I agree. Yeah, just Brian, they should give you a chance to appeal. They should also give you the specific reason, though. If you're appealing something, you got to know what you're appealing to, right? Like if you send in an appeal and it's like, well, what community guideline did I violate? I've never gotten a message back from Instagram. What I am going to have to do is I'm going to open through the Facebook Messenger, go through Facebook and try to speak to someone. It's a pain in the ass. I've had to do it numerous times. And try to deal with someone on the Instagram account. They still, though, they don't give you, because I know this has happened before, they never give specific reasons on anything. And they'll just simply say, well, you violated community guidelines. We don't have to share what that violation is. And then you just go, well, why wouldn't you, though? If somebody's violating a rule, wouldn't you want them to know that? So that would actually help maybe stop people from violating the rules. But if people don't know what rules are violating because they're actually not, you're just making that up under a broad umbrella, then you could just really kind of bully people and harass people and suppress people and do whatever you want for control. So Getter is good too as a Twitter replacement. I'll take a look at Getter, Locals and Getter. Yeah, I agree. They don't have a right to have rules. It really shouldn't. They've gotten, because with that, you can just suppress people with for no reason when everything is tied through people's livelihoods on this. And, you know, I'm all for having rules on social media. But those rules need to be crystal clear. You know, I just think that when you're just doing whatever you want to do, now that's a very dangerous path we're going down. Josh Baker says, I think Ryback is better off without Nexus. I mean, considering I had all of my success without Nexus, I would say I'm certainly better off without him. Very thankful for the memories, and that was a fun little run. And we got to main event SummerSlam as the group, and I've been in the ring. I got to take a chair shot from Bret the Hitman Hart. Not too many guys can say, in today's wrestlers, can say they've actually had a match against Bret Hart. And even though I didn't get to really do too much with him, but I did get to have a match against Bret Hart and took a chair shot from him, which ultimately got me eliminated. Thanks, Bret. We would have won if it wasn't for that illegal chair shot. But it was that was a lot of fun. Brett hit me with that chair good too. That was a chair. That was a man's chair shot. Brett laid that chair shot in. That thing, that sound, as professional level as a way as you could have. Didn't hurt me one bit, but it was just like he got it where it laid in and made the loudest whack that a steel chair could make landing on somebody's back. And in all fairness, he did have a big back to hit, but. Wade Barrett is a great guy in real life. Diego Rico says Ryback is the meaning of sex machine. Thank you very much, Rico. What do we got going on over on TikTok today? How's all my TikTokers doing over there? Where are the Ruffles at? The Ruffles are in the bag at the grocery store. I've only had Ruffles that one time, but I did do a new chip video. I did do a few other chip videos after the Ruffles video. I miss you guys too. Thank you very much. Hopefully we have the chance to meet someday. Yes, guys, the goal is to return to professional wrestling sooner than later. Talk about it all the time. I got a little more work to do on the scar tissue in my shoulder. It's a very complicated ordeal. I don't expect everybody to understand it, but it's we're getting closer and closer. You've inspired, M says, you've inspired me to go vegan, and it's going amazing so far. Congratulations. It is, I personally believe it's the best decision you've ever made. And I think you're going to continue to have success on it and just keep going all in and keep learning the different foods. It is the best thing we could do for ourselves, for animals, and for the planet. Diego, you're very welcome for making content. We have a brand new feeding time, Ryback on the Road. Ryback feeding time. Ryback feeding time on the road. Releasing tomorrow at 9 a.m. So if you guys watch this, tune in tomorrow on YouTube. And anyone that doesn't get notifications, and I'm being very, please let us know in the comments and tag YouTube if you can. Let's start kind of harassing them a little bit to see if we can get those numbers up a little bit through the notifications. But only if you're not getting the notifications. If you are, please don't do that. Brandon, you're very welcome. We have a super chat with just V. Liam. Thank you very much, buddy. I hope you're doing well. Would I ever do a meet and greet in Minneapolis? Absolutely. I love Minneapolis. Curtis Axel's from Minneapolis. We just started doing the Comic Cons a couple months ago. So, I've had a good time doing those. And we got another one in November in Texas, Harlingen, Texas, and we'll go from there. Do I have any supplements that could help with migraines or headaches? I'm not sure. I don't honestly, off the top of my head, the only one that I believe could possibly help because it helps with inflammation, it's our 1-2-3 muscle joint tendon supplement, and having turmeric in there, which helps with inflammation in the body. That possibly could. I would see if turmeric has any health benefits to migraines or headaches. And if it does, that product would be beneficial for you with that. But it is specifically, though, it's really marketed as a muscle, joint, and tendon formula. But eliminating inflammation in the body is eliminating pain. And theoretically, it could work. I just don't have the answer for you right now. Josh and Jesus says, I would like to see you on the 83 Weeks podcast. I know you and Eric Bischoff don't know each other, but I feel you would mesh. Well, absolutely. I like Eric. I've heard a lot of Eric's stuff, and Eric obviously is a very smart man. I know he talks with Cody a bit, you know, and I've heard just a lot from him, and I've met him once on an airplane walking by and just said hello. I think he has very good takes on things. And he has the experience, so his takes have more credibility than the majority of people, because he knows from being in the position he was for many years. For a hip injury for your grandmother, the 1-2-3 muscle joint tendon is fantastic for arthritis. Please check that out. I do believe, and we've had a lot of positive feedback from that supplement, as we have with all the supplements, but that it really, really works. Do I have any advice for someone trying to put on weight muscle? Is you got to eat consistently day in and day out, and you got to stimulate the muscle growth. You got to go into the gym more days than not. You got to go in there and you got to put in the work, and you got to be consistent day in and day out with your diet. You need a basal metabolic rate calculator online. Type in all the information accurately. See how many calories you need a day, and then see how many calories you could actually put in to gain weight as well. Like, so if you, that's uh, uh, like, so if you put in the basal metabolic rate calculator, say you're 200 pounds and you want to be 250 pounds, right? You can, but which I would say do it in increments. Don't do it all that because it's going to be a huge calorie surplus. But I'm just giving you an extreme example. So say, we won't give that example because somebody will take that to heart. If you're 200 pounds and you want to be 210 pounds, right? So you put your basal metabolic rate calculator information at 200 pounds, and then you put it in at 210 pounds, and it will spit out the calories that you need at 210 pounds. Then you start eating that amount of calories. And the smaller the increments that you go weight-wise, the more clean weight essentially you will put on because you won't be that far over a calorie surplus, where if you did try to go 50 pounds, you'd be eating such a plethora of calories every day, you're going to put on body fat that you don't want because you're going to gain weight, and it's not going to be good weight because you're going to be far over your threshold. So, Ayo, Chips Guy. I am the Chips Guy. I've got the Monday Night Football game on in there. I really want to go watch a little bit of it as I go roll on my softball some more. But we're going to, I was like, I got to get a Ryback show in my schedule of the week because this is going to be the easiest day of my week before I get going, having the day off of weights. And Logan, I agree with you. I'm not even going to read the comment just because I think so many weird things with that, even mentioning that are happening. And I agree with you completely, my man. If you want to lose belly fat, again, the basal metabolic rate calculator, if you are 200 pounds and you need to lose 10 pounds, you put in 190 pounds in there also, and it's going to give you the calories you would need to maintain 190 pounds. And then you consume that amount of calories per day as you continue to lose weight, and you will. Josh and Jesus, thank you again for the super chat, guys. True that you can't make Josh in Jesus. Wait, that changes the whole dynamic of the name. True that you can't make bones bigger after 40. This is I don't know. I would say bones, I believe, stop growing once our growth plates close, and that's a little bit different age for everybody, but typically late teenage years, maybe into your early 20s for some people, very rarely. I think by 40, you're pretty set on what you got. Barry, you're welcome on the suggestion of Chef Kenny's. A great, great establishment here in Vegas. The vegan, oh, so Vegas, by the way, my feeding time video later this week is going to be at this new fast food place that's not, it's only about 15, 20 minutes from where I'm at in Vegas. It's plant powered fast food. And I'm really looking forward to going there. It's literally an entire fast food place of all vegan fast food. And they're popular in California, and now they're here in Vegas. And they actually built it closer to my side of town for once. The only way this could have been better is if it was just 20 minutes closer to me than what it is. But I'm super pumped to do the feeding time from there. I might have to do a burger, fries, and milkshake. Big monster burger, maybe a triple thing of fries and a milkshake. All vegan. Josh and Jesus, another super chat. Thank you. What's your opinion of the job Kane is doing in Tennessee? Well, first of all, Kane is not the mayor of Tennessee. Glenn Jacobs is. And I honestly don't know. I don't follow politics on that. And I don't know. I like Glenn. I like Kane, whatever you want to call him, a lot. I talked to him a lot when I was in WWE. And he's a very intelligent man. But I've not kept up on the political side of things. And specifically in his case, anything that's going on in Tennessee or anything like that. All I know is he's a very hardworking human being. He has a lot of common sense, and he's a lot smarter than the majority of people. So, again, though, there's a lot that goes into being in that position and whatnot. Yeah, everyone does have nice things to say about Glenn. He's really, really just a great guy. He's also a monster of the guy. Legitimately, is one of the biggest human beings. He's extremely tall, but he's physically a large boned, big framed, but has a large amount of muscle mass on him as well. So I'm sure not too many people are going to say too many bad things about him. G. Mason, I would Google that on Zinc, and I would also maybe look and see as far as I do know our GTS Go to Sleep has a full ZMA supplement in it as well, where you get a plethora of zinc that would be more than enough for the majority of people in that. But I would just do a simple search and see what you can pull up on some research on with your body weight. And maybe based off your diet, and you may be consuming more than enough through your diet already. It all depends. I don't know what you're eating, whatnot. But look that up and go kind of, I would check your body weight as well with that and activity level and see. But usually, typically, if you're taking a good whole food multivitamin, and like I take that and I also take my GTS Go to Sleep the majority of nights, I'm getting more than enough zinc from those two things on top of everything I'm getting from my diet too. So. Josh wonders if Paul Heyman is going to betray Roman Reigns for Brock Lesnar. You never know. I think they're doing a great job with all of that. I don't think, you never know. You never know. I think what they got, they have a very good thing going. And I think the longer they keep Roman on top with Paul, with what they're doing, they're going to have a great opportunity for a babyface to get a lot of momentum when they take that title off of him. And I would say Brock does not need that. I think Brock is a great guy to help make Roman even bigger. So even though Roman's already in that match has happened already now multiple times, but with the roles reversed now, but we'll have to see how it plays out. Brock is just fresh off of coming back as a babyface. He's had some losses, not a lot, but he's had some losses. You know, I think Drew was his last one, right? Was it Drew or was it somebody else? I can't remember, but we'll see what happens. Yeah, Ian, Paradise, we just talked about this. Hey, big guy, your products or podcasts are great, but how come I don't get notifications? Yeah, we just talked about that a little bit ago. It is what it is. It's not, you know, it would be great to have thousands of people in here live based off the numbers that would be normal. Unfortunately, that's not the case. They still get decent views from being up over time as people check in on the channel, but you know, everyone does live busy lives. Everyone has a lot going on. I know I certainly do. If I don't get a notification on something, I will most likely forget to go check it out. And it's an unfortunate way they are able to keep things the way that they are. Josh and Jesus, would you ever play a darker character like Bray? I think the character that I would have interest, even though I think it would be a lot of fun, but not for a long term, would be the Ryback Terminator character, where not speaking, I think we could be very, very successful in doing things. I could actually do some of those movements and different things in a very Terminator-esque way. And I've done it before, and it worked before when I was in developmental, but and that character could have some darker elements to it for sure. that would be my version. And yes, I would do that if the role was the right role. And, but again, something like that would be severely limit me in life, because if you're playing a character that doesn't talk on a major TV show, and then I do stuff like this, it's much, this wouldn't benefit that, and that wouldn't benefit this. See what I'm saying? So my interest is being the big guy Ryback, and where I do all my stuff I'm still doing. And I could do that under a multitude of roles as the big guy Ryback. Hey, Hyper Gamer, my man. Good to see you. You just got shell-shocked out of Rybackville, though. I apologize. You're allowed to tell me you love me, but if you say it 15 times and spam my chat, you're going to get a meat hook and a beyond meat hook and a shell shock every single time. Who else wants to get shell shocked? I do know Matt Kuhn, and yes, he was a great guy as far as, and is a great guy. It was always interesting and good times talking to him. He has a great voice for podcasting too. We would do a good show together. I should do a weekly show with Matt Kuhn. I'm good though, doing. I'm so busy. I just talked to Vince Russo. He sent me a message about something, and I called him back. That was last week before I flew out to Fayetteville. And I love Vince. He's a great guy. Very nice man. And I know we've talked for years about potentially doing something. And just right now with how busy I am and everything, and maybe down the line, we'll see if there's an opportunity to do something. But this is kind of, I can't even set a time for this majority of the time. And the reason is hours of my day are spent on my shoulder. And this is my number one priority with Feed Me More Nutrition. And then everything else is connected to that. And I'm able to get done, but I have to have fluctuations in my schedule to make everything work. Otherwise, I'd go crazy. I'll pass on the shell shock. Fiend versus Ryback. Well, I could tell you Bray Wyatt versus Ryback. If they were live events, the big guy Ryback 100% of the time got the W. If it was on pay-per-view, which it was, one time, Bray Wyatt got the W. I did not know about the hockey player being vegan, but a lot of pro athletes are vegan, and it's starting to finally get the coverage that it should. They tend to not promote the vegan athletes, and I don't know. I mean, I do know why it is. It's crazy, but it's so many people are becoming vegan now. They have no choice but to ignore it anymore, to not ignore it. I will be doing feeding time at the Plant Power fast food place. I don't know what day I'm going to get the video done this week. We do have my video from Fayetteville for Mod Pizza going up tomorrow. I have it scheduled already at 9 a.m. So if you're watching this, please tune in tomorrow or check back whenever you can tomorrow after 9 a.m. Pacific time. The new feeding time, Ryback on the Road, goes up tomorrow morning here on YouTube. Josh and Jesus says, I quit processed sugar 6 months ago. Best decision you ever made. I agree, man. The taking out as much, and we're all going to eat processed food at potentially sometime, and not saying all of us, depending. And, you know, when you travel, and I could say eating on the road is far harder than eating at home with that, but it's still not extremely difficult. It just takes a little more time. But eliminating as much processed food as possible out of our lives will only help us. What else do we got going on? What do we got going over here on TikTok? TikTok's where it's at. I'll get 25, 30, 35, 40, up to 50 something thousand views on TikTok for the Ryback show. And that stays up for a while. And that's instantly what it gets after going live. So that platform has been fantastic to be on over here. All right, we're going to go ahead and shell shock a gamer out of here. just to save us a little bit of a hassle. He seemed to have a happy finger on the texting, on the typing. Yeah, processed food is a lot of food that comes in boxes. Food to a degree is processed outside of fruits and vegetables and things like that. But like, you know, even if you go buy a bag, you know, like the barbecue pistachios that I'll eat, those are processed. That's processed. And the spices are added to it. But at least it's a food that is with pistachios, right? And there's different levels to all of this. But eliminating a lot of here's one of the rules I'm trying to adhere to. I keep my carbohydrates from my black rice, my beans, and I cook all these fresh every week on my own. I don't buy the box beans. I buy a bag of beans and I soak them for a day or at least for 8 hours minimum. And then I boil them and then put them in big dishes and big bowls. And that I do that with my black rice. And then I'm trying to have as much of my carbohydrates from the day from fruits and vegetables and from the rice and beans, along with all my protein and everything. And that is made such a difference. And not buying, like if you buy a box of like Rice-A-Roni, that is a heavily processed food. A lot of different ingredients, chemicals, sodium and things, and bad sodium in a way. It's not the same as like pink Himalayan sea salt. And that's the other difference you see. Like you talk about sodium. When you use processed food, it's such overkill on sodium. You can't even you better be adding potassium to it to offset it. But you'd be so much better off having fresh rice with no sodium and adding a plethora of pink Himalayan sea salt, because that sodium is completely hits different than the sodium in the processed food. Right? So that's why in making these decisions, in better decisions on our food, more often than not, we will see improvements in from mentally, physically, just in so many different areas that we don't think about, because we grew up, guys, and I grew up with it, you guys grew up with it. We've grown up in the capitalism for bad processed food era, and we thought it was normal, and it's not normal. And enough people are finally waking up and realizing it, and it's not just calories. Calories without nutrients is not where it's at. We want the calories with as many nutrients as possible every time. Now, are there going to be times? Yes. But if we have that consciously in our head that when we put calories in our body, we want the calories that are as nutrient dense as possible. Processed foods are not nutrient dense. They are stripped away of the nutrients more often than not, right? And then they're empty calories, essentially. They'll help us put on weight and give us energy still, but it's not the same as energy from nutrient-dense calories. And that is me speaking from experience. Yeah, Eric, the Wake Up Unlimited Energy, if you want to make it stronger, I would stack it with the Brain Feed. The Wake Up Unlimited Energy and the Brain Feed, or the Wake Up Unlimited Energy and the Shell Shock, or the triple stack, if you want to really go for it. What else do we have going on? Any other questions on TikTok? What are my thoughts on Ruffles? I love that there's such a large group of people, and it's typically younger people that know me as the Ruffles guy. I am the go-to for chips. I am the face of chips. And I hope you guys land me a massive endorsement deal with Ruffles. It's going to make my day when that happens. There are no super chats pending. Yeah, just Brian Ruffles at this point probably should pay me. I'm not going to even argue with that. What is my favorite supplement out of all of them? I legit use all of them. So I will say my favorite thing to do is waking up in the morning. And I have my serving of Wake Up Unlimited Energy first thing every morning. That is so satisfying. I look forward to getting out of bed. I cannot wait for the Wake Up Unlimited Energy to hit my lips. And like, it's one of my favorite because it makes me feel good. Like I wake up and I feel good. I'm fine. But like, it's something I look forward to. It's one of my happy spots. It's like, it's one thing in the day. And I like to start off the day on a happy note. That's why I don't look at my phone. First thing I do, I get the dogs downstairs. Before I take the dogs out or go water the fruit trees, I make my Wake Up Unlimited Energy and start the day off right every morning. We've got a super chat here. And N1C, thank you very much for the super chat, buddy. I was just talking with my dad about processed food. I was born in the late 70s and didn't even eat much candy and fast food until almost a teenager. McDonald's was a reward as a kid. And same, my parents used to take it, like my dad, our last day of school every year, my dad would pick us up and we'd go to Taco Bell and we'd get like a cheat meal at Taco Bell. And that was like a staple for many years. And now there'd still be times throughout the year we'd have some fast food, but my mom cooked pretty much all the time. We always had fruits and vegetables in the house. We would occasionally, every once in a while, we'd have donuts for breakfast. My mom would surprise us with donuts, but it was fruits and vegetables. I ate very well as a kid, actually. Outside of, we'd have our Halloween and I'd ate a lot of candy. And we didn't have anyone, and even my parents, even though my mom would push fruits and vegetables, we didn't have really too many limits on, you know, on the candy. And I remember too, like having candy from the school when you would sell the box of candies for like, for whatever the things we would do, fundraisers for the school. And they would give you the box of candy. And I would have like, I remember I would like find ways to get money to buy it. And I would eat a ton of like the Kit Kats and the different Hershey bars we'd have and whatnot. And go door to door selling them and whatnot. And then some people would sometimes give you extra, but let you keep the bars. And then that money would go towards my fund of the bars. And I would just eat them in my room at night. Like that shouldn't have been happening. I wish like that candy should have been locked up away from us, but we don't do that. Like that stuff, candy is the number one thing that like Halloween, we shouldn't be doing it. We should not be, there's nothing beneficial to it. We are only hurting people. And I don't give out Halloween candy. I don't do any. It's complete BS. I love Halloween. I loved it as a kid. But we should be teaching kids nutrition. And like you come back with pillowcases full of candy. You're not helping anybody in that situation. And it's just a way to like we just destroy kids and don't even give them a chance. Screw up their blood sugar levels. And the majority of them never get them on track for the rest of their lives. I'm not wrong. I never am on that stuff. But it's the holiday. I love the Halloween holiday and the dressing up as far as in the characters and all that. But like Halloween was created to sell candy for candy companies, as far as I'm concerned. Or they realized that whatever, like, and I don't have the origins of the Halloween, but based off what it is today, it's all based on capitalism for bad. Vegas and weather right now it's supposed to, we've got a high wind alert here coming up again. And luckily we got the big trampoline all taken apart and thrown that away. So I don't got to worry about that blowing in my pool. My big trampoline blew in my pool last week. And that was it wasn't too difficult to get out, but it was all the way in. It was a bit of a pain in the ass. I don't dress up for Halloween. I did as a kid. I don't as an adult. If I did dress up, though, I'd want to dress up with something where nobody knew it was me. Yeah, I agree. You can't not like every vegetable. I think if you say that, you're being a little bitch. If somebody's saying, oh, I can't eat vegetables, I think you are just a somebody who is so convinced that you can't live off of processed food because that's all you eat. You should throw out everything in your house and just go buy fruits and vegetables and nuts and seeds and all the different vegan foods and just shut up. Like, I can't eat vegetables. I have zero sympathy for you. I personally think if you say that you're a little bitch. I would tell that to your face. I just think it's so silly. Go buy, what do you like? You like hummus? You like guacamole? Go dip it in that. You like that? You like vegan ranch? Go buy some. Dip it in that. Figure it out. Like, I don't know what else to tell you. Oh, I don't like veggies. What am I supposed to do? Well, what do you want us to tell you, Jeffrey? Do you want us to coddle you and to rub your head and say, it's going to be okay? It's not going to be okay until you start shoving those things down your stupid throat. So do it. I haven't had a cinnamon roll. Cinnamon bun, is it cinnamon bun? Cinnabun? They have a vegan cinnamon roll place here in Vegas. I did have one of those about a year ago. Blew my balls off. What else do we have going on? I love olives. I actually am going to have olives with my vegetable, my beets and celery and carrots and hummus and guacamole tonight. Tomatoes, I cut them all up on a big plate and with a little air pop popcorn and some pistachios, and that's my final meal every night. I actually cut out all oils too. I don't even eat olive oil anymore. Because olive oil is processed. All oils are processed. And I go, I'd rather eat olives and get my healthy fats from the olives than consuming the olive oils that are stripped of other nutrients. And I've noticed I got leaner doing that. Because I used to use quite a bit of olive oil in my meals. Guacamole is, Tom Brady lives off avocados. That's why I really was like, man, if Tom Brady's eating avocados, I'm going to eat more. Ate a lot of guacamole with my meals. Not a lot, but I put a couple tablespoons each, usually twice a day in my two performance meals. Anything else going on, guys? That is the goal, to come back to wrestling, correct? Along with everything I'm doing. And as always, guys, please to check out, if you want to show your love and support, check out my Feed Me More Nutrition on feedmemore.com. That is Feed Me More Nutrition on feedmemore.com. You can save 20% with discount code RYBACKSHOW20, RYBACKSHOW20 on feedmemore.com. They're vegan-friendly supplements, no artificial sweeteners and colors. We started with 3. We're now up to 13. And guys, we're continuing to grow. And we've got the best vegan protein you're ever going to have. Our ISO-hungry plant-powered protein, caramel cookie, absolutely amazing. So check out any of that stuff. Shell Shock Extreme Fat Burner is our number one bestseller. The Wake Up Unlimited Energy is kick-ass. Like I said, I wake up every morning with it. There's nothing on there that does not work. If you have trouble sleeping, the GTS Go to Sleep Sleep Aid. If you want to strengthen your immune system, our kick-out immune system booster. If you have, you're down a little bit, you suffer from a little bit of depression or sadness, Our Hope Spot Mood and Stress Support, fantastic supplement. We literally have it all on there. So check it out. We have something for everybody. With that, guys, we are going to wrap up as we approach an hour on today's show. Like I said, I'll try to get multiple streams on this week, home for a few weeks here before the next, 2 or 3 weeks before the next appearance. So with that, guys, I hope you have a great evening. Enjoy some pro wrestling, some Monday night football. Have a great night's rest. And as always, stay hungry. Feed me more.